Good morning, this is Carol, and I'm reading today from Mark 14, verses 1 to 11 in the NIV. Now the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. There are many things that are striking about this passage, particularly the fact that this woman who came, she isn't named, but we remember her even today because of her extravagant act of worship. She had this treasure, this expensive perfume of pure nard. And it sounds like you couldn't even get to it without breaking the jar open. It was so precious that it was kind of sealed. But she takes this treasure, the most important, expensive thing that she owns probably, and she gives it to Jesus. She pours it onto Jesus. And of course, the disciples were a bit indignant because they know that it was worth such a lot of money and it could have been sold to help the poor. And I'm struck by the fact that Jesus says, you can help the poor anytime you want. In other words, we can always do good to others. We can always help the poor, no matter what's happening in our own finances. There is always opportunity to share what we have with others, and I'm challenged by that today. But I'm also struck by Judas's reaction, and it is possible that Judas, because I believe he was the keeper of the kind of shared purse that the disciples had, the kitty, and he was probably helping himself to things from the kitty. So this for him is the last straw, I think. The last thing that pushes him over the edge to go and betray Jesus to the chief priests. Because had the perfume been donated and sold on, he could have raked off some of the proceeds. And also he just sees Jesus as being completely wasteful and just extravagant and annoying. And I just want to pray now for us all that as we're challenged by these things that are written for us, that we will know how to respond. Father God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you that this lady was able to pour out her worship, and that he said she had done a beautiful thing. Pray that we be able to worship you in spirit and in truth and bring to you what we have, our treasures. That might be time. Sometimes it will be money or possessions. But we pray that we would give to you extravagantly like she did. And we pray that we would be not missing opportunities to share with the poor. We can't do everything. We can only do what you give us to do. But help us today and in the coming days to know what you're saying that we should do, what to give to, so that we can make good use of the resources you've given us and be a blessing to those that need your help. Thank you, Lord. Amen.